This is Dr. Masutia. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Kenneth Lux, L-U-X, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Date of birth is 10-8-1937. Date of service is... Mr. Lux is a very pleasant 86-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, history of subdural hematoma, renal artery stenosis, status post stent, admitted to the hospital after he complained of having left hand weakness. Patient was evaluated for having an acute stroke. Patient has been on aspirin before. Patient otherwise denied any neurologic deficits. Patient was not a candidate for fibrinolytics. He does have history of prior intracranial hemorrhage. Patient was admitted to the hospital. CT of the head showed chronic infarct seen in the right parietal, left frontal, and left cerebral area. CT angiogram showed left M1 stenosis. Patient is admitted to the hospital. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Echocardiogram was ordered. Was continued aspirin. Patient was subsequently doing better, was improving. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he said that he is feeling better. He is improving. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any complaints of headaches, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, renal artery stenosis, subdural hemorrhage. And degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Non-contributory social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to actose. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. He does have history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, no pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints. Neurological, complaints of left hand weakness. History of CVA. History of subdural hematoma. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains. No other focal deficits. All of the systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs stable. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle run unreactive to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart FNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination. Patient awake and alert, being all four extremities, slight weakness in the left upper extremity, / left hand. Impression number one, left and weakness, next acute CVA, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next degenerative joint disease, next BPH. This is a patient to well-being rehabilitation facility. Will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.